In August, the New York Times reported that while the rate of white homeownership rose to a record high of 73% in 2019, black homeownership has declined for much of the past 20 years. Black homeownership was 42% in 2019, a rate as low as it was in 1970.
When they lose this land, they're losing wealth. And that has multi-generational consequences.
Florida State professor and African American Studies Program Director Patrick Mason says for black families, the major form of wealth is in land, real estate, and owning homes.
To this day, the primary form of wealth among African Americans is home ownership. So that, for example, in the 2008-9-10 Great Recession, that recession hurt people across income classes, across races, but there was something like a 50-60% reduction in the wealth of African Americans due to that recession.
Mason himself was born on the property where he now lives, a piece of land passed down by his ancestors. He said his family has a deep attachment to the land.
So sometimes people come out, family members come out just to walk around, take a look. Yeah, it's a place, it's your spot on the planet.
Joan Phlox is the director for the Social Policy Division Center for Governmental Responsibility at the University of Florida's Law School.
It's a social justice issue because it tends to disproportionately affect low-income families and families of color.
In 2018, Phlox and two of her students published a study in the Florida Bar Journal that shows the pattern of heirs property in Alachua County.
It did show that there's more heirs properties in certain low-income neighborhoods, working-class neighborhoods, historically black neighborhoods. And that those heirs' properties existed more in those types in those neighborhoods than in others.
Sandra Thompson is a program leader focusing on heirs' property and rural community resource development at Florida A&M University. She says many families with heirs' property are put in a rigid position that's hard to get out of.
Families without the resources or without the agreement that find themselves in the position of owning heirs' property are kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. They own it, but they can't really do anything with it. They want to clear the title, but the cost of clearing title is too expensive, so they can't do that. So what ends up happening, they stay in a vulnerable position.
Thompson says families' vulnerability to predatory land buyers and developers is key to understanding how heirs' property has caused black people to lose so much land. Thompson was also part of a group that in 2020 helped to pass a Florida law meant to protect families with heirs' property called the Uniform Petition Heirs' Property Act. The law honors owners' sentimental attachment to the property, including ancestral connections and other unique or special relationships. Under the law, all family members also need to be given a chance to come together and plan how they want to deal with the heirs' property issue, making them less likely to be victims of developer agendas.
It gives due process to families where they all need to be notified that and given time to develop an estate plan so that familial connection to the land can be protected.
Jamie Coleman, an attorney with Williams and Coleman in Tallahassee, also worked to get the heirs' property law passed.
I'm now more excited about counseling people when it comes to the partitions, and being strategic on how we deal with those issues. And because it protects people's property rights, it also keeps people in homes. It also helps with affordable housing. It just touches on so many issues.
Now it's about making sure families understand heirs' property, how it can impact them, and what resources are available for them. Sandra Thompson says her office at FAMU is dedicated to that mission.
Now the critical piece is we've still got to do a lot of outreach to let families know this, that this particular legal provision is available.
Similar uniform partition laws have been passed in 18 states. The 2018 federal farm bill provided incentives, including relending programs, for states who passed the law, but the Trump administration did not implement those programs. This summer, the USDA announced that it will provide $67 million for loans through the Heirs Property Relending Program. The funds are intended to protect heirs' property and allow owners to access USDA programs and services. The program also gives the Biden administration a chance to deliver on one of its campaign promises, to protect heirs' property. Sky LeBron, WUFT News.